It's 5:06 and you're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Mike Arnold. Coming up later in the program, we'll be taking your calls about your favorite Christmas movie or TV special, or your least favorite. We really don't care. Either way is fine. If you want to get in line for that, you can reach us at 800-642-1234. You'll have to hold for a while, but it won't be that long. Or talk@WPR.org. You can email us there.
And one of the favorites that a lot of people point to is A Christmas Carol. It's been 170 years since Charles Dickens wrote his novella, A Christmas Carol. And since that time, it's been a source of lots and lots of adaptations, and it's been inspiration for lots of other things as well. But what is it about the story that keeps us coming back time and time again?
Well, here to explain its enduring popularity of A Christmas Carol is Naomi Wood. She's a professor of English at Kansas State University. Naomi, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you.
So what's the deal with The Christmas Carol? Why do people like it so much?
I think it has the perfect combination of dramatic aspects and what I would call archetypal aspects. You have memorable taglines like Bah Humbug and God Bless Us, Everyone. And that combination of astringency and sentimentality, I think, is one of the things that makes people keep coming back to it.
Do you think it also has a kind of an anti-commercialism message as well?
Absolutely. Even though it also encourages celebration and buying luxury items like meat and having parties and things like that, but it is definitely about getting together with people rather than simply spending a lot of money on gifts.
And also there's sort of a relatable aspect. I think everybody at some point in their life feels like they're a little bit like Scrooge, don't they?
Absolutely. I think when the holiday making gets too excessive, Scrooge often is refreshing, right? He just says, Bah Humbug, I don't want to get involved with this. But I think we all use things, money especially, to guard against hurt and disappointment. And I think Scrooge's case demonstrates that the bitterest and most cynical people are sometimes disappointed idealists.
How do you understand the three ghosts that visit Scrooge? How would we look at them today?
I see them as metaphors for memory and for conscience. The ghost of Christmas past forces Scrooge to look back on Christmases that he had experienced and to reflect on how he had gotten to be the way he was. And then the ghosts of Christmas present caused him to look beyond his own limited, grasping point of view. And then Christmas yet to come, I think, is almost conscience. It's saying, what do I want my legacy to be? What do I want people to remember me for?
And so Scrooge, I mean, basically, A Christmas Carol actually allows people to sort of understand they have control over their future in some way or another. Was that unusual compared to other things that were coming out around that time?
Yeah, I think fairly unusual. It was in the early stages of the Industrial Revolution in England, and it was still news for people to think about themselves as having a hand in the kind of person they might become. But definitely Dickens believed in that with all his heart and felt that you could act to better yourself and to better your community in very tangible ways.
There have been a lot of spin-offs of A Christmas Carol, updates and all kinds of things. Do you have any favorites?
This is going to sound funny, but I like Blackadder's Christmas Carol, which is sort of the opposite of everything I've been saying.
I don't know that one.
Well, it's the Rowan Atkinson character who plays Mr. Bean. He has a kind of parodic English literature history series that that upends a lot of the cliches. And his Christmas Carol features a good charitable man who discovers that his ancestors were high livers, even though they were very bad, and he converts to being a bad man as a result of the visit from the ghost.
Oh,
but
that's horrible.
Okay, well, it's very funny. That's the thing, because it's not pious the way that some of the more saccharine adaptations work. And I think that's what I like about it. But I'd say in terms of straight adaptations, I like the George C. Scott one. I think it's a lot of fun.
And the thing about A Christmas Carol is there is sort of like the sense of redemption. I mean, it sort of fits in very well with the holiday of Christmas or the traditional holiday of Christmas, wouldn't you say?
Uh-huh. Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's a way for people to refocus and stand back from the hullabaloo of whatever they're usually worried about and say, hey, there's people around me. I can celebrate. It's a time of light and festivity, and we should value these moments as they come because they're fleeting.
Do you think there will ever come a time when A Christmas Carol doesn't feel relevant and fresh anymore, or is it something that's pretty evergreen for the ages?
Oh, I would hate to say that it's going to be around in 1,000 years, but I don't see it going away anytime soon. As long as the conditions that produce misers and poor people and inequality and the need for grace exist, I think we're going to need this story.
There have been so many different adaptations and stuff, and I think I read something where you may have been quoted as saying that if Charles Dickens were alive today, first off, he'd be really old, but secondly, he'd appreciate the fact that people have adapted the story so much. And actually, that was something that he enjoyed even when he was alive, right?
Yeah, he loved the theater, and I think if he had lived now, he would have been a movie maker. He just has a very cinematic eye. And he's very visual. I think he would love to do his own adaptations. In fact, he did his own adaptations for performing. He would read them aloud for audiences, even in his own lifetime. So I think he would be very intrigued and interested in all of the different adaptations that are around today.
In terms of another aspect of this, it seems like the quintessential Christmas is often shown as an English Christmas within an English village and, you know, the English carolers, little choir boys, and you often see that in A Christmas Carol. Mm-hmm. Is that part of why this endures? Because it's basically a depiction of an English Christmas.
Yeah, I think not only that it's an English Christmas, but they managed to capture the things that make a winter celebration perfect, right? The lights, the song, defying the dark, defying the cold, gathering together, the coziness of a feast with drinks and food and all the things that make for a good celebration. So I think Dickens and other people like him in the 1800s, did a very nice job of packaging Christmas so that it could be a great celebration for a lot of different kinds of people.
Well, Naomi Wood, thanks so much for being here with us today.
Thank you.
Naomi Wood is a professor of English at Kansas State University. She spoke to us about A Christmas Carol and its enduring appeal.
After the break, we'll be taking your calls. And what we want to know is, what is your favorite Christmas movie or TV special of all time? What are you going to be watching with your family this Christmas? And if you've got a favorite adaptation of A Christmas Carol, we'd be curious to hear about that as well. Mike also said, what is your least favorite? What do you turn off the minute it comes on? Give us a call at 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. Or send an email to talk@WPR.org. We'll get to your calls and comments right after the news. We're taking your calls now at 1-800-642-1234. We're wondering what your favorite Christmas movie or TV special of all time is. This is a time when lots of folks gather with their families around the TV and pull out those old DVDs or hope to catch a rerun of their favorites. Well, what are your favorites? What really says Christmas to you? Maybe there's one you can't stand. You can let us know about that as well. 1-800-642-1234. That's 1-800-642-1234. Or send an email to talk@WPR.org. And let's go to the phones first and take Nick in Green Bay. Hi, Nick.
Hi. Don't tell me. I just got my Christmas cookies. the movie I hate the most is It's a Wonderful Life, but the movie I really love is The Christmas Story. I don't know why. Everyone all bought the DVD so I can watch it when it's not Christmas.
So you hate It's a Wonderful Life. Why?
I absolutely hate it.
What was that?
I absolutely hate it. I guess it just, I don't know, it's just, I don't believe in, you know, having somebody finding that great of a life and stuff. And I've had a rough Christmas. My mom died during Christmas, so I'm not a big Christmas person anymore.
Okay. So a Christmas Story, though, you like?
Oh, I love, yeah, I went on and bought it on DVD, like, I refuse to go to my mother-in-law's house because she hates the movie and she won't let me watch it. So,
well, let's listen to a little snippet from that. Thanks a lot for your call, Nick.
No, no, I want an officer right out of her car when I shoot you in a jet with my laser rifle.
You'll shoot your eye out, kid. Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.
You will shoot your eye out, kid. If you saw that movie, you know that that's a big part of it. He wants a BB gun for Christmas. He gets it. He shoots his eye out. Not entirely, but partially.
Spoiler alert. Alert there, Mike.
Oh, sorry. Oops. Oops. Never mind. 800-642-1234 is a number. We're having people call in and tell us what they enjoy for the Christmas. For the Christmas.
Anyway,
sorry about that.
For the Christmas. Yes, all right, well, thank
for
you.
The Christmas,
thank
for
you,
the
Nick,
holidays.
For that call. We appreciate that.
Yeah, so let's go to Katie in Green Bay. What do you like to watch around the holidays, Katie?
Hi, Mike and Veronica. Merry Christmas to you.
And you too.
Thank you so much.
What do you vote for?
I love A Muppet Christmas Carol. I was an English major in college and a lifelong Anglophile and just love Christmas and the Muppets to spring whimsy and joy.
So who's Scrooge in that?
Michael Caine, who's just phenomenal. Oh. He's so wonderful. His transformation is just delightful. He's so crotchety in the beginning, and then he's got the twinkle in his eye by the end, and to see him surrounded by the Muppets assemblage at the very end is really heartwarming.
That's fantastic, Katie. Thank you. I actually am going to take your suggestion on that one. I think my kids might like that one. That's one that sort of slipped away over the years, so it's fun to remember them again. We don't have a clip of that one, but thank you for reminding us about Muppet Christmas Carol. That's fun. And we move next to Irene in Phillips. Hi, Irene.
Hi, good evening.
Hello.
First of all, I have to echo what one of the previous callers said. He doesn't care for It's a Wonderful Life anymore, and neither do I. I shut it off the other night. It just got to be too heavy. And I love the Christmas Story. In fact, my daughter in Nevada has a leg lamp, and she sent my husband and me a leg lamp a few years ago. And it's amazing. I live on a main thoroughfare out of Phillips, and most people know what it's about, and some people are scratching their heads wondering, what is a leg lamp doing in the window? So that's my favorite thing. My next favorite movie, though, would be National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. I think that's also a delightful thing to watch during the holidays.
And we happen to have a clip of that one, the National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Let's take a listen.
You see, kids, this is what our forefathers did.
I can't feel my leg.
They walked out into the woods, they picked out that special tree, and they cut it down with their bare hands.
Mom, I can't feel my hips.
Clark.
Yes, honey.
Audrey's frozen from the waist down.
That's all part of the experience, honey.
Oh, I haven't seen that in a while either. Those sound fun. Irene, are you still with us?
Yes, I am.
I got to ask you, because it's a theme now, why do you not like It's a Wonderful Life?
I've seen it quite a few times, and it's just getting to be too much. Although I can watch these other two many, many more times, I think, before I get sick of them.
Is it because you think George Bailey's kind of a jerk, or what?
Oh, no, he was a really nice guy, but it just seems too serious if you want to get into a lighthearted mood during Christmas.
That makes sense. Well, thanks for calling.
That's my feeling. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Now, we need to go to another. I have to admit, I kind of like It's a Wonderful Life myself, so we need to give equal time to that movie. Let's go to Deborah in Milwaukee. Can you help us out here?
Yes.
You like It's a Wonderful Life?
Yes, that's my favorite all-time movie, Christmas movie. I watch it every year and look forward to having it come on.
So a number of people have said they don't like that movie because it's too heavy. Could you make a case for why someone should watch It's a Wonderful Life around the holidays?
It's down to earth and it talks about, you know, what the meaning of Christmas really is all about to me.
It's definitely a classic, without a doubt.
Yeah.
And it does sort of, I mean, there's something, a lot of those other clips that we've heard, they're wonderful, but A Christmas Story and A Christmas Vacation with Chevy Chase, those are ironic Christmas movies. And It's a Wonderful Life, that is a sincere movie. They really believe that message about Christmas, or at least that's what comes across, that this is very sincere. And I think that's something that will speak to you if you're in the right kind of mood.
Now, Deborah, when was the first time you saw the movie?
Probably like 6 years ago. It was my grandma Doris. Before she passed away, we used to watch it every year together. So I kind of make it a tradition to watch it every year from now on.
Well, that's great. Well, thanks for calling in, Deborah. We really appreciate it. And it's good to have somebody who's supporting It's a Wonderful Life. 1-800-642-1234 is the number to call. If you want to call in and let us know what we should be watching around the holidays, we'd love to hear from you. Again, the number 800-642-1234. And let's go to Deanna from Renshaw, Minnesota. Deanna?
Hi.
What's your favorite movie around the holidays?
My favorite movie is The Waltons' Homecoming. I love It's a Wonderful Life, though. I just had to plug that. But I just love The Homecoming.
Was that a movie or a TV special?
It was a movie before they made the TV show.
Okay.
It was Patricia Neal was the mom. Otherwise, the kids were all the same as were in the TV show, and the grandma. But the dad and the grandpa were different actors.
Do they turn out the lights at the end like they did on The Waltons?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they do. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it's an awesome movie. It's a like maybe an hour and a half at the most. It's very sweet.
And so basically it's focused on Depression-era Virginia or something like that?
Yes. Yep.
That's a good suggestion. That's kind of obscure. So thanks for calling that one in, Deanna.
Thank
we appreciate
you so much.
It. Thanks for listening. Let's move on to another one. Jessica from Green Bay. Jessica, are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
And what's your holiday movie that you like to watch?
My favorite one is actually, I don't really think that it's considered necessarily a holiday movie or Christmas movie, but it is, the sole basis of it is based around Christmas and family tradition, and it's about a family who, they are very tight-knit, and the mother ends up getting cancer, and it's a really good heartfelt, it's all about family and about the holidays and what Christmas is really about.
Thank you for that. Yeah, I've seen that one. It slipped my memory, but yeah, that is it's another heartfelt one. It is a bit of a tearjerker, but it's about family. So thank you so much, Jessica, for that. Appreciate the call. And let's listen to a clip from another one. This is another classic through the ages.
Just don't understand Christmas, I guess. I like getting presents and sending Christmas cards and decorating trees and all that, but I'm still not happy. I always end up feeling depressed.
Charlie Brown, you're the only person I know who can take a wonderful season like Christmas and turn it into a problem.
Of course, a clip there from a Charlie Brown Christmas. I'm sorry I had to play that, Mike. I know that's traumatic for you.
It makes me sad.
Are you crying now?
It's like me with other people said that It's a Wonderful Life does that for them, but for some reason or another, the Charlie Brown Christmas just really makes me sad.
It is. Well, they talked about the depression right there, and sometimes the holidays and depression go hand in hand, so it's melancholy. That's what I think about the Charlie Brown Christmas. Let us know what you think about that one, because that's another classic like A Wonderful Life that people have strong feelings about. And let's go next to Terry in Paoli. Hi, Terry.
Hi,
what do you think?
Well, my favorite is The Bishop's Wife.
What's that movie
about? With Cary Grant. Not sure if you're familiar with that. I love it because Cary Grant is an angel that comes down around Christmas time and links himself into this family of a bishop.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah, I remember
everyone that meets him is so charmed by him. And I just always wanted to be him, you know.
You always wanted to be Cary Grant as an angel?
I'm sorry. A female version. You know, what can I say? I wanted to be that angel that was down on earth making everybody feel better about themselves.
That's a good aspiration to have.
Yeah.
So do you try to do that around the holidays? You try to be as nice as possible to people?
I try to do it all around the year.
Well, that's great.
Yeah, all around the year. But I mean, there are so many others, like Miracle on 34th Street, and I mean, there are so many. But that is one where I just always wished that if I could, I would love to be in real life. I would love to be that Cary Grant angel.
Well, thank you so much for that. That's a beautiful note to end on. Thank you so much for that call, Terry. And thank you to everyone who called and shared your suggestions and your thoughts about It's a Wonderful Life and lots of others. Appreciate those. You can keep the conversation going on the Central Time Facebook page. Let us know what you look forward to, what you can't stand, and maybe why you love what you love at Christmas time.